Hello, and welcome to Cross Dreams. I'm Matt Chiramonte.
I'm Colin Duddy.
Welcome to our podcast.
Phrase you would use to test a mic, like, yeah. Valentina hot sauce.
Valentina
hot sauce.
I ate Valentina hot sauce.
Yesterday, I put Valentina hot sauce on my butthole.
I want that to be the first thing our listeners hear. I think that's our official intro. That's our intro song. We're going to put music to
it. Yeah, it's going to be Valentina hot sauce.
Remix. And
my butthole.
We're going to auto-tune it. Did you come up with new things?
Yeah, but, oh yeah, my three are done. And then, but what we would have to do is do like the morning, not shock jock, but like shitty radio host where it'd be like, on my butthole. And then it'd be like, ouch.
Oh, you're listening to Bum and the Dirty Shit.
And it'd be like,
oh, guys! The girl that's always on it?
Yeah, they always have,
it's
like
Nancy,
girl.
Nancy the intern. Nancy, show us your cans! Come on! No, stop!
Come on, stop!
You're gross! You're gross, guys! If you could see her, she is so gross today. Did you even take a shower? Oh, I wanna fuck you.
Man, I'm just gonna quit my job. We could just become morning radio hosts.
They're rough hours, though.
Yeah, you know.
It's like 3 to 9.
Yeah, do they go like that early?
Yeah, they like start, because like people who listen to that are like truckers and like people.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I never thought about it. I always just assumed they did radio from like
just when you
7 to 10
when you're on your way to high school.
That those guys only existed, like they didn't exist any other time of the day, and then they just like and then like showed up in their seat with like really greasy hair,
yeah,
and like really low voices, like in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
The Mr. Scream or whatever his name was. And, just gross as hell. And then at 10, once everyone's in their desk chairs, they disappear. They cease to exist.
Yeah. No, but, you imagine their lives, though. Like, so, yeah, they probably start at, like, 4 or 4:30 or something. But they probably still show up at, like, 3, and then they go for, like, 7 hours, and then they're done, and it's 9:30. And then they just, like, what, like...
Just hang out, go to sleep. Sleep until like 4 p.m.
They're only friends with radio people who are also there. It's a sad life. But I'd totally do it. I would totally do it.
Do you think there's good
anything to further my career? I mean, a lot of people did. I think, like, Chris Hardwick did it. I think he did morning radio. Like, a lot of people trying to break into the business. Yeah, started.
The biz, they call it.
Oh, you're right. Are you in it? Are you in the band?
Yeah, I did a little morning show.
Yeah. I guess it's probably less popular now.
I totally forgot what hours I did it. That's what happened. So I was just so messed up.
You're still doing it, Colin. That's why you're so tired.
Oh, God. Is that where I was this morning?
Yeah. You have an alternate personality. That's a radio morning
show. It would be the best alternate personality. Like, some people would be like a bank robber, like a secret agent or something. But, like, what's your alternate personality? Every morning I wake up really early but I'm still like mentally asleep, and I host a radio show from 3 until 9:30.
I'm like really popular in the Midwest. And, like 18 to 34 year old demo.
Moms, just like in Eric and Kathy show or something.
Yeah, moms. You're always going around and people are coming up to you in grocery stores. Like, I saw your billboard.
Yeah, or like I'm talking in an aisle and somebody like comes around. They're like, oh my God.
This is the worst like sitcom ever. Did you see that drama, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde show?
No.
It only got like 2 episodes and they canceled it.
Is it called like, it's like Jekyll and Hyde
I can't remember what it was called, but something like that.
How amazing would it be if 2 lawyers named I guess not doctor.
Well, first of all, it's amazing because this lawyer took the time to go to medical school.
Okay, well, I was thinking, you know, like, it's like Ernst & Young or, you know, like, I just heard like 3 from the lawyer guys that I met tonight. But, shut up.
You met lawyers. It's not that impressive.
I met a bunch of lawyers. Yeah, I didn't like go to fucking Mars and meet them. It was just those people exist normally.
We probably meet lawyers all the time.
Right. Sorry, yeah. But I was thinking, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. But it would probably make more sense if it was a medical practice.
Yeah. And oh, you're saying Dr. Like,
Jekyll.
Like,
yeah, like yeah, two got, guys I'm, saw it. If my I'm, name was I'm like Carter, Colin Jekyll, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to make it my life mission to go to medical school, become a doctor, and then form a practice with a guy named, like, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. You could always name your kids that. Name your kids, like, Dr. Jekyll Duddy and Mr. Hyde Duddy.
Yeah, or, like, your, you know, your business.
Oh, you call your business
Dr. Jekyll and
Mr. Hyde. Is that just like, yeah. Is that what your nuts are called? Or is that just when it's
Dr.
limp
Jekyll
and when it's erect?
Yeah, which one would it be though?
Like, hey lady, that wasn't me. You were dealing with Mr. Hyde last night.
Mr. Hyde, yeah.
He's got a mind of his own.
Yeah, that would be a really, that would be something I really
Dr. Jekyll's very respectful. He talks to lawyers.
He meets lawyers all the time. What? That would be such a great defense. To like somebody calling you, like
our roommate's gonna walk in a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like if somebody was like, "Well, you're a fucking degenerate," and you're like, "Hey, man, I need a bunch of lawyers."
Hey, Sean.
Like that would just be, "Hey, Sean." There would just be an awful like defense to like saying you're like, classy.
Yeah, it's the not like I went to. It's like I have some of my friends are black. It's like, "Hey, man, I met lawyers today."
Yeah, I met a bunch of lawyers today. I'm not.
Back I'm off, not, all right?
Yeah.
That's funny. We haven't done a podcast in a while, Colin.
No, it's been several months.
Yeah.
But we keep saying we're going to. And
we've gotten close. I took out the microphone once, and it just sat on the table for a few minutes.
Yeah, I think we just continued drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's happened?
Oh, God, everything's changed. The world is a different place.
Right. Now we entered the fourth dimension.
Yes.
Between podcasts.
Right. Nuclear apocalypse happened. Nuclear apocalypse.
Whoa!
Because we got a new pope.
Yeah, the
a
first
new
one from
pope
South America, right?
Yeah, Latino
and he's a Jesuit
pope, or Pope. I get pope with an accent mark on the e.
Hmm.
Nothing. Not even a little bit.
Huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they're not all winners. Yeah, we got a new pope. What does the pope do, Colin?
You know, he dresses fabulous,
mm-hmm.
And he stands
does.
Up in a big old window.
He's the coolest dressed professional, probably, right? Like, he has the coolest, like, employee outfit.
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, I gotta go to fucking work,
oh,
and he puts on, like, this gold-threaded cape encrusted with jewels.
Yeah, big fucking hat, a cool-ass
hat. Yeah, giant, like, cane made out of more gold.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got another day in the office, huh? Like, everything is, like, made out of gold around him.
He's like, oh, yeah, I gotta get my papal masseuse in here, my arms tired from holding up that giant gold cane.
Mm-hmm. the big guy upstairs is really riding me today.
Send me my employee reviews in the email. And
my boss is always calling me on the weekends saying, you know, I'm God. I don't know what he says. But is that part of the Pope, like, does the Pope speak
hanging out
God?
With God?
No,
or?
But like, is it like assume that the Pope like talks to God?
I think I don't know.
Is that like one of the things? Like, because I know he's just picked by people.
Well, I
it's
know
not
that
like Dalai Lama.
The Catholic Church always says like that they're like conduits for God, but
yeah.
I don't know if they claim that they directly speak with him. I mean, I wouldn't really put it past him, but
mm-hmm. Which is hard to do,
right?
Because
he's really high up.
Mm-hmm. Also, he doesn't exist.
You gotta get, like, a big megaphone or, like, two tin cans and a ton of string.
A fuckload of string.
Yeah.
What you're at Home Depot, like, well, what do you need with all this string? Ah, talking to God.
Yeah, I'm building a walkie-talkie to God. Yeah, and you just lasso it up there.
I don't know if our listeners can hear. Our listeners, that sounds a little pretentious. What, Sean, what are you doing?
All those lawyers out there.
Oh. Are you drilling?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, that's fine. We're just curious.
Okay.
All right. I think he's constructing some kind of bomb
mm-hmm.
in the back of the house.
He's going to kill us because we're talking about the Pope.
Yeah.
Negatively.
But did you read that he wants, his like first announcement was he wants a poor church for the poor?
What is that? Like,
I mean, they preach...
Yeah.
You know, like, giving for others and things like that. But, like, the Vatican is made out of, like, gold and diamonds. Right. And, I mean, they do donate a lot of money.
Sure. Yeah, no.
But the amount of money they own is greater than the amount of money they give. Mm-hmm. And I think I doubt there's any way he would get back to that. I feel like somebody would assassinate him or something first, because I'm sure they all love having a ton of riches or, you know, being powerful.
That would make a great Dan Brown novel.
Oh, my God. Dan Brown's probably just like, oh, God.
Yeah, the Pope assassin.
This is gold. He's going to, like, he's going to try and write it.
It's called This Is Gold.
The Pope assassin, : This is gold. Yeah, I feel like he's going to have it written.
So wait, the Pope
wants... And then when that happens, he's gonna like, publish it and, like, try and write it.
And then Dan Brown becomes the Pope.
Right. Well, God. Matt, we all went to Sunday school.
How many popes have to die before Dan Brown becomes Pope?
Just the one.
Just the one.
He's always next in line, but he's never in town when it happens, so...
Wait, so I'm... But what's... So the...
was saying that he wants to get the church back to...
Helping poor people
and, like, giving away, like, they have
an
absurd amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I think he realizes it's not realistic to be like, guys, let's sell literally everything we own.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he wants to make that, you know, wedge of the pie graph.
I just imagine if they just went directly to him, like, they just started selling, like, things that would, like, be worthless to, like, really poor people. Like works of art and, like, gold, like,
instead of auctioning them off to collectors, they're just like, hey man, here's like a giant thing of like a giant golden statue of a horse, and it's like a homeless guy. It's like, what?
Just like I just pictured like a small village of like filthy poor kids who are still like running around like to fill the water, but they all have like big Pope hats on that are worth like millions of dollars, but they're still like trying to get clean water and shit. They're using the Pope hats.
They
to,
just
like,
have like drink. Priceless works of art hanging on like the sides of like their huts. And they're like, please, just a bit of rice. And they're like, no, this painting's worth $10 million. I gave you this.
They're like sifting the water like through the paintings.
Oh, God.
They have like gold set big staffs and they're like raking like dirt up, like trying to fertilize their soil.
It turns out the Catholic Church isn't greedy. They're just really clueless how the rest of the world works.
They're like, what? We gave them all our Picassos.
They should be so rich now.
Yeah. But, so Pope, because the Pope retired, he didn't die. Which has never happened.
Yeah,
it happened, like, a long time ago, like in the 400s.
Yeah, I think before they used to just kill him when they didn't want him anymore.
So now,
well, I think that's kind of why they picked this one. I don't know a ton about
papal
popistry.
You're right. I was going to say something that had the word papal in it, but
no
you're
that's
right.
That's not a real word.
Popistry.
Matt. Stop making up words.
Yeah.
But
you're
feel
not
like they
popiac.
Your
popitude is
popologist.
Oh,
Matt.
Popologist.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Jesus. What about Jesus? The Bible.
Read a Jesus book.
But that's it. That's all it had.
Yeah, I mean, he retired, but I feel like they chose him
because
he was really old.
Yeah, well...
The last one.
Like, he was kind of like
I feel
a
like
buffer,
they were
like
yeah,
a
we'll just
pope.
Bring in...
Like, what's a few years?
Like Well, I mean, he was really old when they brought him in. He just did not
die. They're all old. He it was only, like, 6 years he was pope, right?
I feel like they kind of wanted him to, like... I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just making that up in my head.
Yeah, you're pretending to have, like, Pope gossip.
Well, I
heard
wasn't,
the
like,
Cardinals.
A really strong choice.
Yeah. No, yeah.
He kind of undid half the shit that JP2 did.
Yeah.
And this new guy is a Jesuit, which means he's, like, pretty forward-thinking.
Yeah. Still no love for the gays, though, this guy.
No. Well, I mean, they're all popes.
Yeah.
What if...
Did you see the
I just imagined just, like, the first gay pope, but it's, like, not the Catholic Church pope. It's, like, gay pope. He's, like, the arch-nemesis of him, and he just has, like, the most flamboyant, like, robes and, like,
but
hats.
But how does he have more flamboyant robes?
I just imagined the same robes, but rainbow striped.
Okay.
So, honestly, the pope now is, I mean, it's a lot of robes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hats. I'm sure he wears a lot of rings.
He's got a Pope Mobile. That's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Not
that there's anything wrong
with that. Oh, the Pope thinks there is. but I was going to say, it was about gays. Oh, did you see the Jeselnik offensive? He had a funny Pope joke. He's like this new Pope is the first Pope from South America and the 266th gay Pope.
That's pretty good. Oh, no, but when you were trying to remember what you were talking about, you were like, Pope gay. Like, I feel like you should say that all the time. When you're, like, in the middle of a conversation about, like, the weather and, like, talking about holidays the last year or something, you're like, hold on, wait. No, I was saying
Pope,
and then gay.
Jesus.
But just, like, throw it, like, random
hail.
Topics.
It was going to hail on Thursday.
Yeah. The
humidity. That's what I was talking about. Humidity. Yeah, humidity.
Just, like, random topics. You're like, okay. Talking about, like, a death in the family or something. Like, wait, hold on. No. Skittles, milk duds. Yeah, Uncle So-and-so is dying. You just, like, go back to something completely not attached to it.
How is Uncle So-and-so, by the way? Your Uncle So-and-so?
He's whatever.
It's a funny joke, huh? Let's see.
What else has happened in the past, just 4 months?
Just popes.
Mainly the pope. That's really the only big thing, you know?
I think that's not true. Didn't an asteroid hit something?
Russia?
Yeah.
How terrifying would that have been? I saw somebody said this on Facebook, I think. How scary would that have been if it happened, first off, not over Russia, because those people just don't seem to give a shit about anything. The guy, the video of the guy driving, he like put his sun visor down. It was absurd. But if that like happened over LA on December 21st or 23rd,
the
end of the world, people would have lost their shit. Mm-hmm. It would have been War of the Worlds all over the world.
It's been War of Worlds all over the world. Worlds. No, you're right.
People would have been like jumping out of
buildings. Because it was just a random thing, and yeah. I thought you were gonna say, what would it be like if that happened, like when we're not all like jaded on like social media and shit. Like if that would have happened like 20 years ago, like we would have found out like a few days later.
Yeah,
like, it would have been like a big story. I think
we were like giant.
But
meteor.
Today, like our stories go by so quick. Like that was
like
it was like
old
a boo. I booed that.
Boo.
When's there gonna be a new pope? I'm bored of
it. Like, oh, there's new pictures of that pissed off cat.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to that, you're like,
I'm bored of extraterrestrial objects hitting.
Yeah, smashing through the atmosphere, lighting on fire. Yeah. And you're
oh, God.
No. It's like
is Kim Kardashian pregnant yet? Yeah.
I want to watch more videos of babies eating lemon juice.
That's what I was saying.
Why is that my internet thing that I go to?
I don't know. You're on the weirdest site, Gunn. Do we have like this more news? Like, is more stuff happening, or are we just like I don't know. Like, it seems like there's so much news every day.
That's a statistic.
Mm-hmm. 97%,
which I don't remember.
People mispronounce statistic.
Yeah, and I'm mm-hmm. the 95%.
Yeah.
No, but it's like I'll probably get the numbers wrong, but. It's like 90% of the data that we have discovered ever has been discovered in the past 50 years. Or like something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's in just because of communication, like us being able to save it. But like that, I feel like that's kind of connected. Like,
yeah.
Do we have more news? The same amount of things are probably happening. But like, since you can know... You saw a video of that crashing in Russia, like maybe an hour after it happened.
So, like, we have all the same news. It's just we have to fill a certain amount of time with
well,
like news.
Think about
so
living
like,
in like a country town. You do get news from outside, but like all you really hear about on a day to day are the other people in the town. But like living
like,
in a city,
we got more Pope hats, guys.
When you're walking down the street, you might hear news.
Yeah.
You know, just like walking down the street, hearing it from other people, or like social media and like. Just constantly getting blasted with news and like newspapers on the street and radio commercials and stuff like that. I feel like you just have so much more information coming in that it seems like,
well, like
more is
so,
happening.
So like in like the 50s, like when there was like a paper came out every day, it was full of news. And like if something exciting happened, like there'd be like a late edition of like a paper. But that was all the news. So you're saying like more stuff was happening, but we could only give people a newspaper full of information.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about, like...
Like, and now
you,
that we can,
I know
now
that
we're doing 24 hours of news, like, we we can give them all the news. And then everyone's like, the news sucks. I don't care about all this gossip shit. But, like, it's still, we're still getting the same amount of, like, real news.
Probably, but nobody reads it.
We just need to fill... But because it's all filtered down. Trying to find out
what's in that fucking vault on Reddit.
Yeah.
That
somebody can't get what is in that vault?
Dude, I'm gonna
Did you see that comment today that it was like, what if there's a community of... If inside the vault is a community of people trying to figure out what's outside the vault?
No, I haven't seen that, but I read through the one of the threads yesterday. And
Reddit.com. Our people know.
I'm sure people listening to this know what that is. But
Dad, look it up.
Balish?
Dad, no, I said Dad, look it up.
Oh, there's a Dan. Yeah, but somebody compared it to... Just a random pause after that. Somebody compared it to Al Capone's...
El Capone's Geraldo vault,
and then somebody brought up the joke in UHF of when Weird Al opens, he's like, tonight I open Al Capone's glove box, and he opens up and he's like, roadmaps, because like, you know, his vault had
it had nothing,
had like moonshine bottles in it or something.
I think that I mean, that's kind of something like, that was the 90s, right? That was like the early 90s or 80s, was that?
It was, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s. When that, and, like, that was, like, a big news story. Like, would that have been a big news story today? Like, I mean,
reading people's comments, it sounds like it was 90% commercials.
Well, no, but I mean, like, it was hyped up. Like,
right,
was, like,
yeah, that's
big,
what I mean.
Yeah.
But I mean, them looking back on it. Like, at the time, everyone was probably like, oh, my God. And now they look at it and they're like, wait, it was, like, 8 minutes of commercials interspersed with 30 seconds of, like, Geraldo just, like, spouting nonsense, and then they opened it, and there was nothing in
it. It's just a silly time when we allowed Geraldo to have that much television time.
Yeah, any time where he's allowed to have that much time is silly.
I think it's just become like a new... That's the thing we do, is the Wikipedia. what do we do?
Pull that up.
Yeah, that's our thing. Okay. Maybe explain for new listeners what we do on cross streams.
When we either can't think of anything or we want to start off a new topic, go to Wikipedia and click random article and then read it until one of us has some kind of a connection or thought, something that goes on. And then we usually try and just cross streams.
Mm-hmm. Random articleizing. Dag Gunderson.
Oh, man, that is a great
name. Who cares?
Dag Gunderson.
He's a Norwegian linguist and lexicographer, dictionary editor, professor in Norway. But that's a cool name, and he happens to work in the world of words. Dag Gunderson it's like such a great, like...
Yeah, that's like a great handshaking name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Dag Gunderson, put her there, kid!
Dag Gunderson, yeah.
Also like an exclamation of like something going wrong. Like, oh, Dag Gunderson, I've done it again!
Yeah.
Like I have like uncles who say Dag Gunderson.
Yeah, Dag Gunderson. They're always pulling up their pants while they say it too. Yeah. Ah, Dag Gunderson.
It's like when it's like a fish just got off the line or something.
Yeah,
like, Dag Gunderson. I've been out here for 8 hours.
Hitch up my britches.
A lexicographer, Alan.
I'm gonna guess. Well, ography. And then lexi is like a.
Lexicon words.
Lexicon, right? Like words. Yeah. So it's the study of words?
It's practical lexicography is the art of crafting, or is the craft of compiling, writing, or editing dictionaries.
Huh.
The unsung heroes of the English language.
You know what? Did you ever even think that somebody had to write the dictionary?
It seems like...
To me, it's just a thing that was.
That you
just
have...
The dictionary.
But, like, somebody's in... Yeah, I mean, somebody's in charge of definitions of words.
Right, somebody is out there typing...
And somebody's the final say on, like, this is what this word means. Fuck you.
Yeah, that is... That
is that kind of a mind-blowing?
Kind of mind-blowing. Like,
yeah. Like, every word that we say is kind of informed by some dude, by fucking Dag Gunderson. Dag Gunderson's like...
Dag Gunderson.
Dag Gunderson.
That's why his name's so great, because he's crafted it to sound so good.
Yeah, no, he's, like, affected the language to make those sounds in our brains are like, oh, I know what that is. I know what a Dag Gunderson is. Fuck you, Dag Gunderson.
He's an asshole. That's what he is. Just kidding, Dag. You sound like an awesome dude.
Yeah, big fan.
Big fan. Big Dag fan. What would his, like, crew, you know, like, Beaverholics, or no, what is it?
Beliebers.
Beliebers, yeah.
The Dag, the, I don't know what the Dag, Dagman, Dagman. Gunderson.
We'll come back to it.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll come back to it. I mean, people probably know wherever you are.
Somebody out there has a Dag Gunderson t-shirt on, yeah, and they're like...
Dag Gunderson fan club. But yeah, people make... They write dictionaries. And like, they, I like, they're always like adding words in, like new words every year. It's like...
You must have one. Sons of Gunder?
Sons of Gunder.
Like, I don't know if that, that's not, it sounded Gunder. Better in my
I
head.
I like the Sons of Gunder.
Gunder's son?
No, I get of, it. I get yeah. it. And I like it, Colin. Don't feel bad about it. I'm a son of Gunder to the day I die.
Well, we're here.
Dag Gunderson, I'm a son of Gunder.
Do you think that...
Son of a Gunder?
I mean... You know, there's... like we talked about in a previous podcast, that in any area of interest, there's a lot of, like, subculture you don't know about. Like, coffee. So there's probably, like, people that are like, oh, like, so-and-so, like, Colombian roast is so much better than Argentinian, like, whatever. Do you think that there's people who are like,
snaps?
Oh my god, like, Dag Gunderson's edition of the New Words was so subpar.
Well,
when he defined aardvark,
like,
or
I don't
like
know.
Something.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that knew it, but I bet there are definitely people who are like, there's, like, Webster people, and then there's, like, New English people, or whatever the different brands of dictionaries are. And Britannica, or maybe that's just encyclopedias. But you know what I mean? Like we're like, I don't agree with his definition of, like, falut, or whatever. I'm going to grab a beer.
Okay. You give me one?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to just, you know, think about how great Dag Gunderson, what sport would he be really good at? I thought bowling.
First of all, Dag Gunderson announces a sport. Like, he's a sports announcer. Or they start out in morning radio. Like, yeah, this is Dag Gunderson.
Dag Gunderson in the dingo.
Where all my sons of Gunder at? Call in at 95WQST.
Hey, Dad, long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, you're on with the gun.
Oh, man. But I just imagine him like, oh, this is Dag Gunderson. I'm announcing for the World Championship of Backgammon.
Jerg Flurgerden here. Dag, what are we looking at here?
Oh, it looks like he's got a triple-double backed up on the left side over there. I don't know if he's going to risk it and go for the double jump.
Oh, I think he's got a real shot here. Looking at the statistics, it all looks great. Jorg signing off.
What sponsor would there be for that? Molson.
Molson. I love Molson. As a reference, not as anything else.
Yeah. Why don't you cool off and have a couple Molsons?
Never love something just as a reference, not as a thing.
Yeah. I think everyone before 2003 loved Old Spice only as a reference.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good call.
I don't know how many, like, movies or comedians would be like, oh, man, like, yo, daddy's so old, he wears older Spice. Like, you know, like, it was always
just,
the
your daddy's so old, he just calls it Spice. that's my Chris Rock.
But, like,
I don't know if you knew that.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it came through loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, nobody used it, and it was only a reference.
Dude, that was a huge marketing, like, turnaround that they had.
Yeah, and that was Tim Heidecker, right?
Yeah, partly, yeah. Did he produce? Yeah, he produced.
He did all those commercials with the guy's name that was also in, he was President Comanche.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isaiah or Israel or something.
I'm not going to look it up, but I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
It's a pretty good tangent. You guys know what I'm talking about. I like that tangent. I liked it as a reference. I didn't like it.
I liked it as a reference. Didn't like it as a topic.
I cut my finger on 4 razor blades today. Like, I, like, put my hand into our medicine cabinet, my finger in our medicine cabinet, and my razor was, like, facing up, and, like, my thumb just scraped and caught all 4 of my Gillette blades. I'm glad there were 4. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I have all 4 to get extra closeness, as I have now 4 like cuts. Like, I've just had
that takes a while to heal. I got one on the back of my fingers.
Flaps of skin, yeah.
Yeah, except mine was. This is going to take way too long to explain, but I was trying to pick up the air conditioning unit that's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the grates on the side, and I stuck my fingers in there, and it just sliced right down my knuckle.
And I think our it's documented on our podcast, your issues with, like, finger stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, what
Sorry
was it?
To Black Swan.
Black Swan, where she, like, ripped her fingernail off?
She's
she clipped it. She clipped it,
and then she, like, peeled back.
No!
Love it. Oh. Okay, well, our podcast, on our podcast we play a game. You want to play a game?
Yeah.
We play Who Would Win?
Yours is under your beer.
Oh, yeah. All right. Colin and I, separately write down three things, and then we face them off against each other and see who would win! One day we're gonna put Echo on that.
We had like a theme song for the past two. It was like da, 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 who would win? Yeah.
We should record
that.
We should. Okay. Ready up first I have The Force.
Ooh, I don't know how this is gonna match up. Stepping in dog poo.
Stepping in dog poo versus The Force. I'm assuming The Force from the Star Wars world.
The Star Wars.
Yeah, The Force, not just, like, a force.
Physical force. Yeah.
So The Force, it's all around us. It can be harnessed by Jedi.
Midichlorians.
And you have stepping in...
Dog poo. Yeah, just like, what brought it up in my head was that it's today's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's
happy
not
spring,
spring. Happy spring, Matt. It's not the vernal equinox, is it? Wasn't it an equinox
it's
today?
Happy equinox.
Somebody's gonna be like, "It's a solstice, you dickhead!" But yeah. No, that's the longest and shortest day. Never
mind. Yeah. So shut up, idiot.
Yeah. Before you even try it.
Yeah. Don't comment on our iTunes. But seriously, comment on our
iTunes.com/ no. But I was thinking about, like, springtime, it's always, I guess all the snow has melted already, but it's always just dog shit and, like, candy wrappers everywhere.
Oh, like, cigarette butts,
yeah. And, I was just thinking today that I hadn't stepped in dog shit in a long time.
And then did you?
I didn't, but I saw some on the sidewalk
usually right when you
work.
Think that is when you do it.
And, I did check my shoes, though. But, like, that's the worst. It gets in all the nooks and crannies. Yeah. And then, like, you're sitting at your desk, and, like, every 40 minutes you just get, like, a random turd whiff.
Yeah.
So, but how would the Force...
Well...
I feel like, could you blast it out of your way?
You could blast
it
out
of
your way.
Or, shoot it off your shoe?
I mean, yeah, you could remove it. I mean, it depends how good you are with the Force, I guess. So, like, let's say it's you, Colin.
I would probably be pretty bad at the Force.
Okay, so we're saying you have the Force. You harness the Force.
I'd say I'm mediocre.
First of all, are you, like... Are you going to the dark side, or are you on the light side? Like, where are you at?
You know, I'm kind of impartial. I think that they both have good ideas.
Sure.
But...
Ugh. Hate people like you. Just pick a side.
I'm going to vote third party.
Vote for Nader.
For the council of...
Yeah. For Chancellor Nader.
Nader would be so much cooler if he could shoot lightning out of his hands.
He really would.
No, so I'm thinking I could, at best... make, like, a Force spatula.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't get, like, all the nooks and crannies in my shoe.
You're still
going to
step in dog poo.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't be like, I'm aware of it, and, like, blast
it
out.
Yeah, you can't use the Force to just, like, always know where dog shit is.
Yeah, that's Spidey Sense.
Yeah. If I would have wrote Spidey Sense down, psh,
yeah.
Done.
This would have been a 30-second matchup.
Yeah, but... No,
somebody out there is like, no, the Jedi's are way more aware of their surroundings than Spider-Man. Well, shut up!
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, it's that same guy. I think solstices happen in the spring.
It's probably Dag.
Fuck Dag. Dag, get out of here. Come on, Gunderson.
Just kidding, we love you.
Love you. Sons of Gunder. Sons of Gunder forever, man.
A spatula.
You're on with the gun.
You're on with the gun.
Bang. Coming at you with another bullet.
The smoking gun.
Yeah. Rita the intern's in here. Ugh.
You're
what's
so
wrong?
Dirty.
Put some makeup on, Rita. You guys should see her. She's gross. You've been gunned.
You made me step in dog poop.
yeah, but at best, I could form a force spatula and, like, clumsily scrape poop.
But I think the bottom line
I think a stick would work better.
But are you, like, but even if you have a spatula, is this force spatula going to remove all of the poop?
Well, that's what I mean. It would just, like, scrape it, but the nooks and crannies would
still You're still stepping in poo. I think you can't.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's no way to avoid, I mean, aside from Spider-Man, as it's clearly been stated.
Yeah. Why do you think he does wear shoes? He wears, like, the booties, the little socks.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how gross stepping in poo would be if you had nylon socks on.
He only web-slings to avoid poop. That's the only reason he does it.
I don't know. Yeah. He could take a cab.
Like, if there was no dog poop,
but he'd get out of the cab and step in dog poop. It's obviously, web-slinging is the first alternative.
That's right. Okay, yeah, so I think stepping in poo wins this one. I think there's the only...
I think there's, once you've stepped in poo, it's taken a toll on your day.
Yeah, it's gonna, you can have all the midichlorians in the world, and...
You could, like, win, like, a lottery ticket or something.
You could
win...
Day,
and you'd still
you could
be like, I did also step
you
in
You could
shit.
Win the pod racing competition.
Yeah.
Clear your debts with that weird anti-Semitic character from episode one. Wasn't he? He had like a weird like
Watto.
He had like that awful like he had like a stereotypical Jewish
like
accent. He was like greedy and stuff.
He's like, oh yeah, I can't even do the voice. But he had an enormous nose. Oh my god.
Yeah. That was like this big like, it was hugely anti-Semitic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the last time I saw episode one was when I was like 12,
and that's like fifth in the list of things that are wrong with episode one. Was there anti-Semitism?
Well, listen, we'll excuse the anti-Semitism, but can you fucking get rid of Jar Jar?
Okay.
All right. So stepping in dog poo wins because it's awful. All
right. Coming up next.
All right. There's a theme with the first two, but not with the third. Pooping with someone in the next stall.
Pooping with someone in the next stall. And I have a roadie for Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
So we have a roadie for Limp Bizkit and pooping with someone in the same stall. So it's hard to...
Yeah, you're like sitting down and you're like, all right
so
I'm
you're
almost ready to go. And somebody comes in and you're like, come on. And then they come into the stall and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
And they sit down and
you're like,
man.
Can't shit.
Can't.
Yeah,
can't. You're all locked up.
Because, I mean, you don't know what kind of noises are going to come out of your poop. It's weird you never think about that when you're alone. Do you ever think about, like, the noises you make when you poop?
No, like, you're like, all right, I'm just going to fucking full steam ahead, destroy this thing.
Yeah.
And then somebody walks
just in
and you're
full
like,
Dag Gunderson on this guy. Dag Gunderson can shit next to anybody.
Go Dag Gunderson on this thing. I can't wait to say that tomorrow. no, but like then somebody else.
What if
walks
somebody's
through,
like,
and you're like,
oh, do you mean the Norwegian linguist?
I would just immediately slap them in the face, and then I don't know, kiss them on the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I don't think. I mean, if you, the a roadie for Limp Bizkit does not give
right.
A
that
fuck.
Was my first thought. He takes dumps in front of people.
Yeah,
there's the
he's
a second stall
in,
is like
he's been shitting in buses at truck stops. You know,
in
Fred Durst's red hat.
Hopefully.
Remember that red hat? That became like a craze.
People would wear backwards fitted red hats.
Yeah.
Glad that.
What's he up to?
Anymore.
Have you heard? Are they?
Limp Bizkit? Are they together?
Yeah.
I don't think they've. I feel like I would have heard, ironically, like that they had made music.
Like I feel like that would
like if Creed had like, oh, we're getting back together, we're making another, like I feel like
somebody would
be like, guys, did you check out the new Creed album?
It would be news. It would be like, sorry, we're cutting away from the asteroid in Russia. Apparently Limp Bizkit's getting back together. I don't think he would give a fuck about who he's shitting next to. It doesn't need a stall, he doesn't need a toilet.
Well, first
he doesn't
off, he's
need
a roadie.
Yeah.
Second off, he's a roadie for Limp Bizkit.
Mm-hmm. He probably hates his job. I bet do you think any of the roadies for Limp Bizkit are, like, Limp Bizkit fans?
I would say exclusively Limp Bizkit fans.
You think so? Okay. I think that they would...
Well, I don't know, because I feel like... No offense to anyone if you're a roadie who's listening.
Yeah. We love roadies.
But, like, I feel like if roadies are anything like the image that are put forward by, like, every form of media ever...
Yeah.
They're really disgusting people.
Right. And disgusting people like Limp Bizkit.
Well, I was going to say that, or they really don't care who they're working for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I picture them as, like, they're, like, disgusting people, but I picture them as, like, rock purists. and they're like,
yeah,
and they're, but they're like, it's a gig, man, and they're like, so like they're just like backstage, just rolling their eyes the whole time, like fucking.
I remember when I roadied for fucking Van Halen.
Yeah, and they all they have like cool road stories and stuff, and they're like, yeah, I'm take a shit in your hot dog flavored water with your chocolate starfish.
So in this one, because the roadie doesn't care, do you think he's winning?
I think so, because, I mean, if
right,
the, yeah, he doesn't
being in the stall doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who's next to him. Is there somebody that could go next to who? Yeah, if you're a roadie for Limp Bizkit, who has to walk into the stall next to you to stop you from shitting?
Are you even asking? Dad
Gunderson. Dad Gunderson. They pucker, they, that asshole's going to close up.
They're like, boom, slam shut, because they know he wrote the dictionary.
Yeah, he wrote that dictionary. He's a lexicon. He's a lexiconographer. All right. I mean, aside from that, you got to give it to the roadie.
I'm giving it to the roadie.
All
right. All right. And so the third one, what we always do with who would win is read them at the same time.
All right. One, two, three. Gigolo.
Slow motion cameras.
Gigolo.
Yours was gigolo.
Gigolo.
Mine is slow motion cameras.
Slow motion cameras. First of all, those two go together like.
Like peanut butter and
bread. Right?
What?
What do you put peanut butter on, Colin?
My mouth.
Mm.
Spoons?
Yeah. Spoons?
Just, well, I mean to eat. Yeah, I don't eat the spoon, in case we're unclear on that. But no, slow motion camera, I was thinking like, what are those two guys called? Like Slow Motion Boys or something. The two guys, they have a YouTube series. And they're always like, have you not seen that? It's like two guys in England. And they're probably like 20 to 25. Mm-hmm. And they have like lab coats on. And they're just like, they must have saved up and bought a high speed camera.
Oh, okay.
And
oh, yeah, no, I have seen it.
And they're just, yeah, they're like, fill up a giant, enormous balloon with water. It's like 5 feet wide, and one of them does like a front flip onto it, and they like cut to it, or like hitting flaming tennis balls with tennis rackets, like weird shit like that. But like, it's really cool when they do it in slow motion.
Okay, so
that kind of a camera where like everything is.
And just so you know what I'm talking about, so yours is clear. Mine's there. You've seen part of that Showtime show, the Gigolos show, where it's like the. I know we've watched an episode.
Yeah, the depressing. One that's like severely depressing, it's because it's actually about
gigolos. It's like a reality show, like about like, and they're always like shirtless, and like they like one of them like wants to be a rapper.
Yeah.
And then it just like it, so it's a lot of like backstory drama where like one of them's like, man, I'm just working on my mixtape, and then like cut to him just like actually fucking like this like some fat lonely girl or something. But it's like legit, like, I mean, I don't know how legit it is, but like she's on it, and she goes, has like a talking head where she's like, yeah, I don't know, I just called him up, you know, I thought I really like him, and then they
really
like,
enjoyed his mixtape.
Yeah. Like he's an okay lover, but he's a great rapper. No, but so you know, and they're like dumb and
yeah, that's one of those shows where you really think that it's gonna be funny because they're all human garbage.
Yeah,
but then you turn it on and you just feel really bad because you're laughing so hard. No,
I know.
Like,
I
some shows, like, that you can really laugh at.
Yeah, I know, and I feel, and I've only seen a couple episodes, but I felt like, and some of them got it, they're like, yeah, I'm a jig, but some of them were like, also, they're on TV, so that has to change it. So they're like, man, I don't know, like, I'm worried I'm going to fall in love with one of these girls one day.
Yeah, I think every one of them said that
after
every time they had sex with a woman.
It's a cool, I mean, alright, stigma aside, it's a pretty cool job, right?
Yeah, getting paid to have sex.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like being a masseuse.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, I'm like a masseuse. I just get to, like, rub women all day.
Yeah.
But no, like, an 85-year-old woman is going to come in, and, like, a 400-pound hairy-ass man is going to come in.
That's
like,
true.
You don't always get to have sex. Like, you're not the gigolo for the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Is that a job?
Yeah, it's elected. It's elected at the same time a new pope.
Okay, yeah, there's a conclave.
Yeah.
And Hugh Hefner's been it for 80 years. And when he dies, there'll be a new one.
Well, they elected him in, and they didn't think he was going to live this long.
He's lasted a while. you know, Hugh Hefner kind of is like the pope of like, naked women.
Yeah, he's old. He lives in a big fancy house.
Like, he wears like ridiculous robes.
And, yeah,
like,
robes all the time.
He's kind of out of touch. And it's
tons of gold.
Surrounded by a lot of yes people. Like a lot of people who just like, he's like, oh yeah, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. A lot of young people.
What do you think will happen?
He has sex with young people.
What do you think will happen when Hugh Hefner dies?
I don't know. That's a sad thing.
Because he has a son.
I think he has a son. He has a couple sons. I think he has two sons. And his like ex-wife runs a lot of the magazine, I think. Or like he has a daughter or somebody that like runs a lot of the magazine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really up on my Hugh Hefner.
But how do you think the world will react? How will Hugh Hefner be seen in the world?
I think a lot of people... I mean, he hasn't really ever...
Wait, I want to talk more about Hugh. Should we wrap this up? Who wins this? What
are
we at?
Gigolo and slow motion cameras.
I think they go together. I think most of that show is
the
like,
Gigolo wins by owning a slow motion camera.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like his thing. Like he's like, yeah, I'm trying to break into the slow motion camera business. I'm just gigoloing for.
What
a
if he thing. Did all sorts of crazy stuff on slow motion camera, but like none of it was cool?
Yeah,
like you know how they're like hitting flaming tennis balls. He's like. Making a sandwich.
He's knocking on doors of lonely women.
Answering his phone. Mm-hmm. Not interesting at all.
Yeah,
but
so
yeah,
there's no gigolo who doesn't have a side project at a YouTube channel.
Wait, what were we talking?
Hugh
Hefner.
They go together.
They go together.
Like,
we'll say that they.
Peanut
yeah.
butter and spoons.
Peanut butter and spoons. All
right, Hugh Hefner. I think that.
I'm sure he has at one point, but I feel like he's had a fairly long career in the public eye.
Yeah.
I can't think of, you know, like, Hugh Hefner said he's not okay with gays, or, you know, like, a public misstep like that, or, you know, he's like, oh, he hit a woman, or, you know, like, got drunk and got caught drunk driving.
Aside from, like, the banging 20-year-olds thing...
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
but no,
deep down, every guy's kind of
like,
that's
like,
the dream.
Back in, like, even, like, back in the day was, like, pro-gay, pro-women's rights, a lot, like, pro, you know, obviously, anti-censorship.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, he's done a pro, like, and, like, a, you know, pro, despite his, like, girlfriends, you know, he's, like, pro-civil rights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I feel like he's done a lot of good, I think he'll be seen as, like, a good person. I know,
yeah, that's the thing.
Like,
I think I know that there's probably, like, I don't know, maybe, like, feminists or people who are very, like, Puritan kind of people would be like, oh, that's smut, or, like, that's bad for women. But, like, I think overall,
I think
most people don't really have much reason to hate him.
I know, and, I mean...
He just seems like a nice old guy.
He has a good product, he puts it out on a regular basis, people like it, you can't fight that.
Right. Well, I mean, he hasn't had any big, like, blunders. Like, so many celebrities. If you think of anyone who's gotten, like, Tiger Woods, top of the world,
mm-hmm.
banged, like, 9 different chicks or whatever while he's
yeah.
married. Like,
maybe,
everyone seems to fuck up as soon as they get rich now.
And maybe it is because, like, he doesn't try to, like, raise the bar and become, like some kind of, like, he kind of keeps it to himself. And also, his persona is what? He's, like, a cool, like, awesome dude who, like, sits around in a robe, has big parties with hot women... puts out a magazine with naked women in it, and, like, it's just, like, an all-around cool dude. Like, they're, like, the biggest, like, news story is, like, oh, one of my, like, 20-year-old girlfriends did something stupid, and now she's famous. And they get, and all them are constantly fucking up and, like, having crazy
right.
like, gossip.
But
he's
never
involved. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. To have a career that long, because he's been doing it since he was, like, 20 or
yeah.
something.
He's been doing it for, like, yeah, like, 50 or 60 years.
It's
awesome.
Actually really impressive. I'd never thought about that. And I never thought about people that write dictionaries.
God, we learned a lot today, Colin.
Dag Gunderson and Hugh Hefner should hang out.
God. Okay, Colin, I'm about to blow your mind. Dag Gunderson is Hugh Hefner.
Well, this is all there is to learn, Matt. I'm
yeah.
just going to go outside.
That's the secret to the universe.
Lay down and just stare up at the sky and think about what I've learned today. Mm-hmm.
Forget to say our prayers to Dag.
Is Dag Gunderson / Hugh Hefner also
Pope, what's the new
no,
one?
No, but Dag understands you have to speak to the Pope, but he thinks it's God.
Yeah, they sit up on top of the Vatican and yell down to him through the tin can.
Yeah.
Because for some reason the Pope thought 30 feet of string was enough.
Well, the Home Depot in the Vatican is...
It's the worst.
It's the worst. Everything's made out of gold.
Hey, gold twine.
Yeah.
Doesn't work very well for walkie-talkies.
He's like, I just need some wood. It's all gold wood, sorry.
Trying to hit, like, a gold nail into gold wood with a gold hammer. All that just, like, mushes together. Ah, damn it.
No, that was the miracle he did in order to become Pope. Is that one of the things? You have to do a miracle to become Pope? Did I make that up?
No. No, but they did say, I don't know if it was JP2. I know they said Mother Teresa did a miracle.
JP2's finally putting out a new album, by the way.
Yeah, JP2.
Oh, wait, that's JP.
2020. Have you listened to it?
I haven't. It came out today, right?
No, it was yesterday, the day before, because we listened to it last night.
Yeah, it came out like the 19th.
Right? It's on Spotify.
Yeah,
already.
Did you like it?
I've heard a lot of flack from other people, which is weird, but I liked it, and then, so it's 10 tracks.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do the second one.
I saw that, yeah.
Track 10, I had to go check twice that we were still listening to the same album.
Really?
The first 9 tracks are very, like, you have Timbaland doing, like, those, like, background, like, yes, like, stuff like that, you know?
Good Timbaland.
Who's that?
Yes.
He's like, yeah. Oh. Like, he's always doing that in the background of Justin Timberlake's songs.
He does other stuff, too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he makes beats for, like...
Okay, he makes the beats, too.
Tons of... Yeah, he does the beats.
He doesn't just go...
Yeah, no, he makes all of the beats for
Justin Timberlake. This is my new Timbaland track. It's just, like, a regular track, and then just Timberlake goes
in
there.
Well, I mean, he rapped on a few of the ones on Future Sex Love Sound.
Yeah, Cry Me a River, maybe, was
he
on?
Yeah, and there was...
Cry Me a River.
What was that? No, there is another one that he has, like, a full-on, like, rapping verse in. But, wait, what was I talking about? Yeah, so the first 9 are, like, his, you know, like, catchy,
yeah.
Like, he has, like, a few, like, weird drums and, like, weird instruments and thrown in, which is, you know, like, pretty typical for his music. But on the last track, it is, like, straight-up Radiohead,
really?
Experimental, weird... shit, and his voice, he's even singing, like, a different style, you know, he's not, like, old-timey or anything,
you
but
mean
he's...
when he was, like, cry me a river?
Yeah, like that. It was kind of like that. No, but it was, like, really
he's
weird, and I was like, this sounds like Justin Timberlake, but it doesn't sound like his style. So, like, we went and checked, and it was, and I, actually, somebody sent me a text message today, because we listened to it yesterday and had a conversation about how cool it was that he's doing experimental stuff, and we were wondering if his next, the next 10 tracks were going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Anyway, yeah, it was really crazy and, like, weird sounding.
That's cool. Yeah, I've heard things, like, I saw, like, Questlove had written something about it, where he was like, it's not, you know, the typical Justin, but, like... actual music fans will really enjoy this album.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people were turned off by it, and they thought it was just... I mean, it was, you know, like, when an actor goes from making Hollywood hits to doing an independent film, and a lot of people were like, no, I thought that was dumb. There was no story.
Right.
You know?
Or, like, when Limp Bizkit made their big comeback, and everyone was like, I want to hear more about this asteroid.
Yeah, or, you know, they wanted to hear about the Nookie and what you did it for.
Yeah. It turned out it was for a cookie, wasn't it? No, you
could... for the cookie, so you can stick it up your...
What?
Yeah.
Your yeah. Not your what.
Man, you fucked that up big time.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
No, all right, I'll
never forgive you.
This episode is brought to you by Justin Timberlake's new album, 2020.
Dag Gunderson.
Dag Gunderson. The Pope. The Catholic Church.
The
Roman Catholic Church.
The element gold.
Mm-hmm. And my dad looking up what Reddit is. Right, well, do you want to do a one-word story?
Sure.
All right. What was our mic check?
Valentina hot sauce.
Valentina hot sauce. I don't know why. I just wanted to remember.
I was staring at it, thinking that you were going to say that for the first word of the one-word story.
Wow. I'm not going to now.
Damn it.
Sorry. Words?
Valentina.
And...
Dag.
Are...
Best?
Used...
When...
Drinking...
Absinthe.
Also...
When...
Smelling
roses
with
the
Pope. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Cross Streams. Oh, I've been Matt Chiaramonte.
I've been Colin Duddy.
Peace.
I got that. Oh, yeah. I got that
sort of vision for you.
I got that
sort of vision. I only see you, yeah. I only see you.